This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
This fine podcast is a proud member of the Rabble Podcast Network, which is a hand-picked collection of Canadian podcasts on Rabble.ca that offer an alternative take on politics, society, community, and life in general. Rabble.ca is a non-profit, community-funded media site, and they need your support to keep going. Please help out at rabble.ca/donate. Your support helps podcasts like this get out to the world.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Back in 2004, the Government of Canada made a commitment to speed the flow of affordable medicine to developing countries. It unanimously adopted a law known as Canada's Access to Medicines Regime, or CAMR. The law would allow generic drug companies to export medications for tuberculosis, malaria, and HIV/AIDS. The legislation, however, is mired in red tape. A new bill, known as the Medicines for All Bill, was intended to streamline the process. On November 28th, Bill C-398 failed to pass in the House of Commons by just 7 votes. To talk about the bill and the vote in Parliament, I'm joined by Hélène Laverdière, an NDP Member of Parliament for Laurier-Sainte-Marie and the bill's sponsor, and we've reached her on the phone from Montreal. Hello, Hélène. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. It's really nice to talk to you this morning. One thing I want to start out by asking you is, what positive effect would the Medicines for All bill have had if it had passed?
Well, first, evidently, it would have made CAMR work, because right now CAMR just doesn't work. And that's where the real story starts, because CAMR working, a proper functioning CAMR, basically, to start with, the most fundamental thing would have saved lives and ten of thousands, potentially ten of thousands of lives in developing countries. And, you know, I've lived in Africa, and so I always like to say it's not only a matter of saving lives, it's also a matter of saving communities. I've seen the effect of diseases such as HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria. They don't only kill people. Sometimes they kill families, they kill communities. And so it would have been so important.
One of the things that seems most remarkable about this legislation is how little opposition there was just a couple of days before the vote. Can you tell us what support you had?
Okay, well, first, it was there's a grassroots movement who worked in support of that bill for a year. This includes the GRANDS, the Grandmothers Advocacy Network, the HIV/AIDS Legal Network, UNICEF, Make Poverty History, ACOSI here in Quebec. I mean, hundreds of NGOs were working hard in support of that bill. But not only NGOs, in fact, because, and it's quite interesting, the industry, of course, the generic medicines industry, was quite interested and wanted this bill passed. But the research and development industry didn't oppose the bill either. And newspapers like the Globe and Mail did an editorial on Saturday just before the vote to say this bill should go through. In fact, everybody, and in Parliament, you know, Liberals, Greens, of course, NDP, Bloc Québécois, Independents, everybody was for that bill, except the Tories.
What is the Canada Access to Medicines regime, and how would that help developing countries?
It would help because it would help provide cheap, good quality, cheap medicines. And it would help to some extent. I always like to say it's a win-win situation. It would permit Canadian generic companies under license from the research and development companies to provide, and because their costs are lower, they do it under license, provide cheaper medicines, medicines that we know are of good quality because they are inspected by Health Canada, and which would augment the volume of accessible medicines in the developing world, where the need is still very important, would help also bring, I'm thinking one company would wanted to provide three, if the bill had passed, provide three therapy for children suffering from HIV/AIDS in Africa. You know, in Africa right now, it's the women and the children who suffer the most from HIV/AIDS. And they would have been able to do that. Other countries can provide that, but the amount is not sufficient. And the more competition you have, the lower the price. And the lower the price, the more things like the Global Fund can do more and save more people with the same amount of money. So it's a kind of, it was a win-win situation. People in developing countries would have benefited because they would have access, have had access to accessible, affordable medicine. And the generic industry would have been able to, you know, hire people and do those medicines. And either the research and development company would have got a royalty on that. So it was kind of a winner for everybody, I thought.
And can you elaborate a little bit on why the brand name drug companies don't object to the supply of generic medicine to the developing world?
Because I think, you know, it was, in fact, it was the second time this bill was presented to Parliament. The first time it passed in the House of Commons and died on the order paper in the Senate. So this time around, the bill was maybe slightly better because we learned from what had happened the first time around. And also, I wasn't there at the time, but I was told that the first time around, you know, the research, the RX&D industry said, oh, but you know, we do a lot of things and we build hospitals and we train nurses and things like that. And I think they, slowly but surely, they came around to the argument that there was no cost to them, that there was no big safety concern that, you know, those medicines could be sent elsewhere, and that it's very good to build hospitals and train nurses. This is very important. But if you have hospitals and nurses but no medicines, then it's not complete, and that our action should be, we should have multiple action. You know, we shouldn't focus on just, oh, we do that thing, it's enough. No, we need to do more. Of course, for them, there were criteria that were very important to me, and I think were not, in fact, the bill basically already met their criteria, and they were ready to sit down and discuss with us how to make CAMR work. I have to say also that I met with those people. This is very important for me. I always like to bring all the stakeholders at the table, not to listen to just one side or the other. So I did talk with the research and development industry, the generic industry, the NGOs. I brought all those people to the same table so that we discuss and get to some sort of agreement. And I think that collectively we succeeded in that respect.
This must be a very disappointing turn of events for you, Ellen. What's next here for the legislation? What other plans are there to have the Canadian government fulfill its obligations to the developing world?
You know, it's a bit difficult from a parliamentary. We're not giving up, of course, that's for sure. And all the NGOs, all the grassroots movement in support for this bill is certainly not giving up. We're still evaluating what we could do for the next steps, because basically normally in the same parliament it's very difficult to present the same bill twice, okay? It's not supposed to be done. Something is sure. If ever the NDP is elected in 2015, that will be rather high up in our list of priorities. For the time being, between now and 2015, we're kind of evaluating the possibilities. And we're also trying to tell the Conservatives MPs who voted against that bill, basically to tell them that they were wrong. So, for example, if you go on the Medicines for All .ca website, there's a petition right now. There's a new petition, just that because there was a very big petition before the vote, and now there's a new one, which is sent to Conservative MPs, and which says you were wrong to do that.
I understand that there's also an advocacy network of grandmothers, an NGO, that's working on this issue as well.
Yeah, and in fact, it's medicineforall.ca. That's the kind of network I was mentioning, the grassroots movements. Yeah, it's the grandmothers, the HIV/AIDS legal network, and it's all those people that you will find on the website, medicineforall.ca.
Well, it was a pleasure talking with you this morning, Ellen, and I hope you luck in being able to reverse the situation.
We are working hard on that, and thank you to you to give me an opportunity to talk about my bill, because it's so important.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Hélène Laverdière. She is the NDP MP for the riding of Laurier-Saint-Marie. I spoke to her today. She was in Montreal. And the website that she mentioned where you can sign a petition is medicinesforall.ca.